Thank you for calling PA Health and Wellness. If you believe this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Sorry, let's try again. Our menu options have recently changed. Please.
To check participant eligibility, press 1.
Okay, please enter your NPI. You may also enter your Promise ID. Next, enter your tax ID number. Sorry, I did not find a provider matching that information. Let's try again. Okay, please enter your NPI. You may also enter your Promise ID. Okay, please enter your NPI. Next, enter your tax ID number. Sorry, I did not find a provider matching that information. Let's try again. Okay, please enter your NPI. You may also enter your Promise ID. Okay, please enter your NPI. For benefit, claims information, and much more, visit our website at pahealthwellness.com. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. Please hold while your call is transferred.
Thank you for calling PA Health and Wellness. My name is Gabrielle, and who am I speaking with?
Hi, good morning. My name is Erica Lassana Shabiz and Boy, calling in from Family First Care on behalf of a mutual member.
All right, and how can I help you today?
I'm checking on the status of the authorization for two mutual members, actually. For home care services, we were informed by the service coordinator that we will be receiving an authorization, but we haven't received anything on our end, so I just wanted to follow up on the status of that.
Okay, yeah, I'd be happy to look into that for you. Let's start with your NPI.
NPI is 189-125-2755. You may not be able to pull
up. It's not pulling up.
Yeah,
what's the tax ID?
8228-43555.
And what's a good callback number for you?
267-551-7423, no extension.
What's the first member ID number?
I have the Medicaid ID. One moment.
Whenever you're ready.
One moment. My computer's a bit slow. Sorry, the first Medicaid ID is 9404-530629.
And their name and date of birth?
Raymond Mann, date of birth May 7th, 32.
So I do see their plan started December 5th of 2025. They do have Medicare and Medicaid. Do you know if they have any other insurances?
No.
All right, let me check on their account for the authorization. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Nope, that won't be a problem.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Erica, thank you for holding. So I don't see that there is any authorization at the moment. What I have to do is put in a request to have an authorization created. What you guys is, let's see, I have the tax ID already. What's your best phone number? Is it the same one you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So the turnaround time for processing the request is 2 business days. That is going to run into the 2nd of January because we won't be here on the 1st.
Okay.
Second here. Okay, let me finish up the request. I'll be right back with you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for holding again, Erica. So I've taken care of that. What is the second member ID number?
I have the Medicaid ID as well, and it is 810-376-8589. Scott Morrison.
Date of birth?
Date of birth is February 23rd, 74.
All right, so I do see his plan started June 1st of 2023. They are non-dual members, so they just have Medicaid only.
Okay.
Let's see. Just checking the authorizations first. Like they have durable medical equipment and no home health services. Okay, let me check to see if the coordinator submitted a request and if we received it.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, yep, we did receive the request from the coordinator. Let me check to see if there's a pending authorization. Okay, so there is a pending authorization for this member already, so I don't have to put in another request or request to create an authorization. They're working on it actually today. It says the requested hours are 35 hours, so that's what we're trying to get for the member. So again, hopefully by the end of this week, there should be an authorization that's created.
Okay, thank you.
All right, did you have any other questions?
Just to confirm, no request was placed in for the first one, Raymond?
Right, correct.
Okay, because the SC told us she did, so... Alrighty, thank you.
Oh, no, the service, no. So the service coordinator submitted a request for both members, but what has to happen is an authorization has to be created as well. So that's something that we have to put in. Yeah,
okay.
Or automatically gets put into the system. Sometimes it doesn't. So for this member, the second member, there's already one that was put in after the service coordinator's request. And then for the first member, there wasn't.
Okay. Alrighty,
so the coordinator did their part. Yeah.
Alrighty. All
right. Any other questions?
Nope, that'll be all for today. Thank you for the assistance.
Would you like the reference number for the call?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's I and then a dash. 178-148-542.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. And are you satisfied with how I handled the call?
Yes, I was.
And did you have time for the survey?
Yes.
All right, and just a reminder of our website at pahealthwellness.com. But thanks for calling PA Health and Wellness, and please hold for the survey.
No problem. Thank you.
So we may better serve you, please provide feedback on the following 5 questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, how satisfied were you with the service on today's call? Very dissatisfied, press 1. Somewhat dissatisfied, press 2.